Thank you for listening, because in listening, you have made a choice, a positive one. Life can throw a lot of things at us, difficult things that come up from time to time, but also lots of little things, lots of small problems that can add up to big reactions. Everyone struggles with those feelings of being overwhelmed, and the best thing to do is find space to relax, to reflect, and to acknowledge that it's okay to feel that way. And now you're here, somewhere safe and secure, taking a small action to lessen those worries. That's a very good thing, a positive action. You have complete control of this experience and you can stop at any time. Consider this a practice session, a moment to remind yourself how to rediscover your center in moments of great stress. Because we all feel them. We all have moments where the weight of the world falls heavy upon us, and we can react with anger, fear, panic, confusion. It's all completely normal. It's temporary, it passes. But in the moment, it feels utterly consuming. And we are going to practice how to respond, not how to stop it, because we will always, in the very act of living, feel emotions building to a point where we lose control. What matters is how we respond. But you don't need to fix that right now. This is just practice, and practice improves. It doesn't make perfect. There is no such thing. So, if you're ready to practice with me, let's begin. Breathing is such an important way to relax mind and body, so we start there, with a slow, deep breath. You don't have to match my breath. You can go at your own pace. You can pull in a long inhale, or it can be shorter. As long as you fill your lungs and take your time before exhaling. And once you do that once, try doing it regularly in rhythm. Find your rhythm, the pace of your slowed breaths. Not your usual resting breathing, but the breaths you take when you want to truly relax. When you focus on breathing, when you notice it, when you consciously inhale through your nose, slowly, and exhale through your mouth, just as slow. You are breathing in comfort and breathing out tension. Your body is slowing, your mind with it. Each breath has a moment in between, a space, a calm, quiet space, where you are either holding a breath in your lungs or they are empty. You don't need to get this perfect, you only need to notice how your body is responding. The air is a soft wave carrying away your tension and filling you with relaxation. There is no pressure, this is just practice. A simple breathing exercise, and exercise is training the body, is it not? So train your breathing and feel yourself slowing down. Your thought slowing, no longer a jumble of things. Just slow, considering what you're doing now. Focusing on the moment, the present. You can shut your eyes too. Relax into this space. Notice your body, that it feels heavy, restful. Notice what's beneath you, supporting you, and the feelings where that connects with your limbs. As you breathe, each part of your body can become more relaxed. You may notice your jaw unclench or your arms go limp. Your deep breathing may make you feel tired, wanting to fall asleep. It's okay to follow those feelings. Those are good and positive feelings. They are helping you to relax. It's natural to feel your chest and stomach relaxing, even as your breaths push your chest out, and let it fall rhythmically. If it feels right, you can even slump into a more comfortable position. Embrace rest. Practice slowing down, breathing comfort, and breathe out tension. And now you feel relaxed and calm in this moment. Let's practice how you might deal with a more stressful time. Let's practice grounding you in the moment, in the present, and letting go of chaos and confusion and fear. Simply noticing the world around us is such a wonderfully grounding feeling. What you hear or what you see, what you feel, all of these things remind us where we are, that we are safe in the familiar world that we inhabit. They remind us that we do not need to panic, to feel afraid, because you are safe. Your feelings are neither good nor bad, they are merely emotions. Recognize that and recognize that it is perfectly natural and normal to feel every human emotion. They are a necessary part of us all. But when reaction is hard to control, then we need to ground ourselves once more. Breathe in comfort, breathe out tension. Still aware of your breaths, still doing your best to keep that slow, consistent rhythm. It doesn't need to be perfect, you just need to have awareness of it. And for now, we can focus on grounding you in sound, since your eyes are shut, because we are always surrounded by sounds. Subtle as they can be sometimes, there is always sound. Sound can guide you back to calm awareness. They remind us we are safe. We are simply somewhere normal and familiar, and the feelings will pass. You may begin to notice sounds a little more now, starting with whatever the most obvious one is. This is the one that starts grounding us in the moment. Right now, maybe my voice. The soft, clear pattern of my words, a familiar and safe presence in your ears. That's the closest I would imagine, though we are only practicing, so sometimes a different sound will be the closest, most obvious. That should be your first focus, the easiest to find, the one that feels as if it's taking up all of your attention. But there are always many sounds. Noticing another needs a little focus and attention. Keep your attention on what you hear. What's the next sound you notice? Note that in your mind. And when you can clearly hear it, when you're very aware of it, listen for a third sound. Perhaps this one is inside your body, or just in the room with you. The subtle hum of a computer fan, or a slow pulse in your ear. The specific sound is not important, and it may take a moment to find it, to hear it, but you only need to become aware of it for it to help ground you in the moment. And of course, it gets a little harder to notice more sounds. The big ones drown out the little ones, but that's okay, because there's no wrong answer. All you're required to do is to focus, to become aware. It's that part that really matters. So spend the time looking for a fourth sound, even if it's barely noticeable. Where you can't quite tell what it is, just become aware of it. Note it in your mind and keep breathing. In comes comfort, out goes tension. And you can look for a fifth sound now, the quiet sound that sits beneath the rest, the most subtle and calm of them all, the one that you really need to think about, to focus very hard on. And as you do, notice how aware you are of the world around you. How you have become thoroughly grounded within it, how you no longer need to panic or stress, because you are simply in a place with sounds, normal, everyday sounds. And when you find that fifth sound, you can go back and think through all you've heard. Notice that you are simply aware of where you are and what you hear. You are here in the moment, present in it, hearing, listening closely, calmly taking it in. You do not need to take action. You do not need to react. All of that can wait. Just keep listening. Remind yourself of those sounds until you no longer feel anything but present. Simply present. No emotion is good or bad. You only need to be present. And then you can let all the sounds blend into a calm, soothing background. A distant hum that helps you to relax your thoughts and slow your mind. Now your mind is more receptive, more open, no longer closed by strong, difficult emotion. You can open yourself up to simple truths. Perhaps you don't believe in them just yet, but it's important to repeat them in your mind or aloud so that you can begin to realize there is truth in them. Some simple mantras to remind you that things will pass, that things will be okay in time. Practice them as you practice breathing, and as you practice awareness. Simply repeat aloud or in your mind, or even just listen for today, to these simple mantras, truths. Repeat after me. I am enough. This will pass. I am safe. I am present. I can get through this. And now, let those words cement themselves in your mind. Now you know a simple framework for relaxation in stressful times. For centering yourself in times of chaos and panic, you may repeat these mantras at any time, slowly breathing between each one to remind yourself of these truths. Let's do this one more time. I am enough. This will pass. I am safe. I am present. I can get through this. And now, in the future, when you find yourself in a moment of great emotion, of stress, panic, confusion, and fear, you have a technique to ground yourself in the moment and feel safe again. Simply breathing slowly, slow yourself down, and then notice 5 things you hear. Become present in the moment. And as soon as you are, repeat your mantras. Hear your own voice grounding you in the moment too. Because the mind will remember this, to listen for the sounds around it. The sounds will naturally ground you in the moment and remind you that you are safe and this will pass. And you can speak your mantras and remind yourself of those truths once more. You will choose to do this because you have practiced. And the more you practice, the better you will be at this in moments where you need it. So please listen again to help you even more. Remember, it's perfectly natural to feel overwhelmed, to feel trapped in a moment of chaos and panic, but you can work on improving your reaction. Don't feel bad if you don't get it right. Don't feel sad if you can't control every reaction. You are human. You are enough. The goal is improvement, not perfection. Just learning to be grounded, not to control every aspect of your being. That isn't possible. But improvement is. And now, I want you to notice the calm you feel now. Notice that you feel quite relaxed. You can carry that with you as you begin to return to full awareness. When you open your eyes in your own time, remember to be kind to yourself, to be proud for taking this moment to work on your own mind and your emotions. And when you do find your eyes open and your mind back to full speed, I want you to speak aloud once and say, I am enough. But before then, let yourself rest in this calm, quiet for just a little longer and be aware of the calm you feel. And once you can clearly feel it, let awareness return. Let your mind move back to normal pace and come back and then speak your mantra.